This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I went to throw it in the dumpster, but the dumpster was full and I couldn't put the plant in there. So I had to leave the plant on the ground next to the dumpster. And I felt like that was just kind of giving somebody else a chore.
I don't think you took the water or beer can out of it.
I did. the beer can was
go
in
off,
there.
Micah.
The beer can. By the way, thanks for your help.
I took out the footstool.
Micah, yeah, you took out the stool.
Micah,
I took out the water. There was still some water in there.
Are you kidding me?
It wasn't completely empty.
If I start a chant, join the chant, right? There's only four of us.
Oh my
god! Drinking water.
Suddenly, I look like a fucking idiot.
Suddenly. You've looked like an idiot for fucking months on this show. Nothing sudden about it. It's a slow assassination of your character.
Wow. I didn't know you felt that way about me.
You didn't?
And so it continues.
I haven't had gum in a minute.
I
haven't either.
I have a piece if you want one.
I probably shouldn't because we're recording a podcast.
Y'all ready for audio? Come on!
God damn.
Right out the game, mad. You know, we're simply trying to understand what you're doing.
I haven't done this show in a real long time, and I just remembered why.
Bottoms up, right?
Oh.
This is a shot of espresso.
Oh, okay.
This is a passion fruit green tea bubble tea.
I've been taking espresso like a shot of whiskey. Just to see if it hits me. Mm-hmm. And oh boy, does it. I finally feel alive.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's like having a shot of whiskey and then a beer.
No.
It's all caffeine. No. So it's like having a shot of whiskey and then a big cup of whiskey.
It's a red eye. It's a red eye with the ingredients separated.
It's mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a deconstructed burger, but in terms of red eye.
Micah said it correctly. Yours is a stretch.
All right. Mine is...
There it is. Yeah.
He is on. He's on the cold brew. He's on the espresso. You're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. Let's hear about you guys, all right? Because it's not the Jeff show on this podcast.
It usually is.
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like you take up a lot of space on
and
this
show. And the steamroll.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Daniel.
Micah, what's new what's new in the neighborhood with you?
Not much, man. You left. You were here, and then you left.
Yeah,
and now it's actually really nice out.
Don't
you were here out. For? You were here for the three worst months of the year.
The first 3 days I was in New York, it was gorgeous fall weather, and then the shit hit the fan, so to speak. There was two nice days where it was above 50 degrees.
sounds like winter. Yeah.
yeah. But you know, I'm back and I'm happy.
Don't look it for
oh,
sure.
Wow.
I had to hit him with Langer's today. I got a turkey sando just to kind of feel that New York vibe.
The quiver in your voice as you said you were happy. It betrayed a lot.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was just gonna ask, what do you miss the most?
What do I miss the most is the access, right? Yeah. If I need a sandwich, I can walk across the goddamn street. If I want one here, I have to walk like four blocks.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was just like being privileged with the neighborhood you live in for sure. But I agree, it's better than LA.
Location, 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 Marika. I mean, let's kind of like lift the veil here. Let's get into it for real instead of doing this like show, this dog and pony nonsense that we do every week. Right?
What veil?
Like, I don't know. Like, let's be ourselves this episode. We don't have to put on anything, let alone the Ritz.
All right. All right.
Marika, Jake. What? Jake. Yeah, let's do Jake. Jake, what's up?
Nothing really. I don't know. I was traveling a little bit. I went to LA. I went to Mexico. It was nice. Mm-hmm. I learned how to surf and I hurt my rib. So I didn't learn that good.
But did you hit like hard sand?
No, I hit hard board. Yeah, just kind of like bouncing and bobbing up and down on the surfboard and getting tossed around. It did a number on the old rib cage, but still hanging 10. I'm going to persevere. It is important to hang loose. Aloha lifestyle. And I'll be back out there in the cut in 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh yeah.
Actually doing this hurts my rib a little bit.
That hurts your rib to twist your wrist?
It hurts my rib to even breathe deeply, Jeff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so twisting does hurt a little.
Have you gone to a doctor? Did you bruise your rib?
I haven't gone to a doctor, but I have self-diagnosed that I bruised my rib. It or could theoretically be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. You could have fractured it.
Totally. Yeah. But it seems like you kind of do the same thing either way.
Yeah.
Which is rest.
Rest, ice,
and rib.
Suffer.
Relaxation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you might and as well get back out there in the rib.
Get back out there.
And then you got to get back on the board, brah.
And then you got to rest for 4 to 6 weeks because you hurt your rib again.
Mm-hmm. Can I, in Mexico? Okay, so I feel like I've never gone surfing. Mm-hmm. What is the ratio of people that are on the beach surfing versus like boogie boarding? Mm-hmm. Is that still a thing that people do? Because I would be down to boogie board in Mexico.
There were some boogie boarders there for sure. We were the go beach go. That we were at was like a surfer's beach, and it seemed like a lot of people go there to like to surf big waves a little further
so
out,
if I,
then
so
surf
if I
like the new
brought
like
my
the bunny
flimsy
waves.
Foam boogie board. With
you'd
like
fit
a
in.
Shark design on it and tried to hit those waves, I'd be ostracized and laughed
no, you
off
wouldn't
the beach.
Be, no, okay. You wouldn't be that's ostracized. Good. I was doing looked lamer than what you would be doing if you brought a boogie board. Because at least you would be by yourself and you'd be self-sufficient. I was just on a board that was being held by a strong Mexican man, kind of twisting and turning me in the surf and then pushing the board and telling me when to paddle and when to stand.
All right, cool. Good to know.
Action,
good to know.
Action Bronson boogie boards at Rockaways.
That's awesome. Insane.
If that makes you feel any way.
It does make me feel better. I haven't gone into the ocean in, I want to say, over a decade, but
wow.
But it does make me feel better.
What about Action Quinta Brunson?
Okay, yeah.
So it's like
it was
the creator
Quinta.
Of... Really? I thought it was Quinta because like...
La Quinta.
Yeah. But yeah, Abbott Elementary is pretty good.
Yeah. It stresses me out. As
no, me too.
I think
me
it's,
too.
Yeah.
Like it's a really conversation good. Doesn't, you don't have to agree with everyone during the conversation.
Conversation.
You can have, yeah, totally. Yeah. That's
I don't think that's true at all, based on how you lead your life and this podcast in particular.
Yeah. You did scream at us as the first thing you did.
Minute, yeah. First minute.
Continue.
My weekend was fine. The return of Formula One.
We gotta talk about it. But I will say I've already portioned off time to talk about it.
Okay.
I started watching Drive to Survive.
Yes.
I'm only 3 episodes in.
So which season are you watching?
One. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's
one.
No, that's fine.
Nice.
That's good.
That's good. That's good.
But I know that the first race was this weekend because my buddy Kevin, who I was just skiing with in Colorado, watched it. And I had to avert my eyes because, like, it's you know, no spoiler alert. Although there's
well,
spoilers
like
on the cars,
3 seasons away.
Yeah,
from,
you gotta either absolutely
I'll be
binge.
Finished by the next time we record, and that's not we record this show, but we're, when the next time you guys are on, I'll have caught up. I promise. And that's going to take.
What
a week is?
What are your feelings on the based on the first few episodes?
Yeah,
because
there's some drama going on in those first eps.
Yeah, it's tough because like I know who you guys root for, and I know that there was a driver who changed teams. You know, so mm-hmm. that's why I'm trying to avoid that shit because I don't want to know that Signs ended up with he's got a Glock in his Ferrari, So, I mean, with all things in a vacuum, if I was just watching the first season and that was now, I think I would be maybe a Danny Ricciardo guy.
I told him he was going to love Daniel Ricciardo. Yeah.
But and honestly, I love Danny Ricciardo even more now than I did when I was first watching.
And then don't say anything. Don't spoil.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
But is that it?
No, I like Daniel Ricciardo. And then I like the Haas team. Their drivers are somewhat boring. I don't think Kevin Magnussen is interesting. I think Alonso got to get out of the game. I mean, what are you pushing 40 in the friend zone?
this is a good time for you to get into this now.
Yeah. And also for I'd real. Like to welcome any listeners. If you guys have been listening to Marika and Jake wax nonsensical about shit you don't understand, come aboard Team Jeff. Oh, you know who sucks? The
Go
fucking
on.
Williams team. They suck.
Yeah, they do.
I don't want to listen. Like the way that the dad of the driver was like, oh, he's never made a mistake like that. And she's like, yeah, well, I mean, think he has. Like, no, this is the first time he's done it. And she's like, all right, whatever his name is, Lance.
Was it Latifi? Or no, it was Stroll?
Who?
Was it Lance Latifi? Stroll?
Who do they drive for?
Wait, what do you mean?
Williams.
Williams runs on a Mercedes engine.
Oh, so that's a car. That is a car.
Yeah, it's a team.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they used to be top like a decade or so ago. Okay, so Williams, did Stroll go from Williams to...
No, don't tell me.
I thought he's always been on Force One. He needs to race for a team that his dad owns because otherherwise he wouldn't be racing.
Yeah.
So I don't think
he's kind of, he's Lance probably fine, but he, stick to the go-karts, right?
Yeah. No, he's pretty bad.
Yeah, he's terrible.
But no, we do have some time again portioned off, so I don't want to make it too Formula 1 heavy.
Okay, great. Yeah. I can't wait for that.
Hit him with our bonds of the fucking week. This week, my bond of the week is John Cleese.
All right.
Interesting.
That's fun.
Micah, you know John Cleese?
No.
Oh, here we go.
You must not know John Cleese. You must not know John Cleese. He created Monty Python in a minute. Now he moved to an island called Nevis, baby. You must not know John Cleese. You must not know John Cleese. Did I mention he lives somewhere named Nevis? So don't you ever for a second get to thinking he doesn't like Nevis. John Cleese lives on an island called Nevis.
I think it's called Nevis.
What?
Look, it's still not that helpful in telling me who he is.
He co-created
Monty
Python.
Did he do something racist recently?
He has some... I think he's just a contrarian. I really dug into it when I was writing these generational lyrics. And I was like, yeah, isn't he like super problematic nowadays? I think he's just like loves to go against the grain because I couldn't find anything super cancelable.
All right.
Yeah.
My bond of the week... I don't know if someone's done before, but I'm going to go with Daniel Radcliffe. I saw The Lost City this weekend, starring Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, one of our greatest comedic actors. And Daniel Radcliffe plays a villain. And I know James Bond is not a villain, but I feel like he could do a similar vibe because he's really good at the villain, the like fun, eccentric guy. Actually, maybe he should be a Bond villain.
Asshole.
I'm changing my answer.
You do this segment. You force everyone to fucking talk every single time.
We know.
We're scraping
how it goes,
the bottom
you know
of the barrel
goes,
with the Bond of the week.
We know, like, I do something bond then, like, that disrupts everything. Week. You call me out on it, then we move on. Let's skip
my
that
Bond
part.
Villain of the week is going to be Daniel Radcliffe. My Bond of the week, Jesse Eisenberg.
What are you talking about?
I would be so sad if he was Bond. Yeah. That would ruin it for me.
It's like trying to make, you remember when like they tried to make nerds cool when it was like,
yeah,
it'd be like that. But that can't happen. Bond can never be nerdified. That's why I'm picking Lando Norris as my Bond nice. Of the week.
Who?
F1 driver not, for McLaren? Lando not, Norris?
Not, yeah. Oh, no, he comes in season two. He's not there yet.
That'd he's be so sick. Cute. Is he British?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is. He's a little cute. But actually, in season four, he's kind of a dirtbag, I think.
He's a little interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. And I don't blame him.
Right. They're all, I mean, you have to be insanely arrogant if you're driving a car 200 miles per hour and you think you're the best. Like, there's no way that you're also like a cool casual dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes when you hear everybody on the radio, you're like, oh, I like this guy. And then you hear them like to tell an old man to shut the fuck up. And you're like, oh, they're kind of.
No, that makes me happier whenever they come over the radio and they're like really angry. I'm like, can you stop talking to me? It's like, yeah. Of course. Like, yeah. You're going. Wasn't it
the Russian Grand Prix? He's like, they were telling him to box or whatever. He's like, shut up, shut up, shut up.
And then
his car spun out and he couldn't be lost.
Brutal.
Yeah. Micah, Bond of the Week?
I didn't consider that it didn't have to be an actor, but I think who's the guy who stars in Night of?
In the Night of?
Yeah, the show. Yeah, the
show
Night
oh,
of.
Riza Ahmed. Isn't it Riza Ahmed?
Yes, it is.
That's my pick.
That's cool.
That's a good one.
I like that. It's almost as good as my Dev Patel.
Yeah. Mm.
Which would actually be the GOAT Bond.
Yeah. I think I said that one too.
Because it's it's like deviating. Maybe it was you the entire time, but it's deviating from from a white guy, but just enough so everyone's still comfortable.
This just in, breaking news. I think we might be the first outlet to get this. Dolly Parton has withdrawn her name from nomination into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's happened
first
a week ago.
Okay, outlet. Okay, and also, I don't know if we're an outlet. We definitely shouldn't be called an outlet.
I am going to try and get a fucking press badge to something important.
All right. But honestly, I really hope you do try, and yeah, I hope you I'm succeed. I think that'll be a good bit.
So Dolly Parton thinks that she's not good enough to be in the Rock Hall.
That's not true. She thinks that she's never released a rock and roll album.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
that was what she said. And she said if she ever decides to.
That's good insight from you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, I think it's honorable because, she was basically, I think one of the quotes too was like, I'd love to be reconsidered. I just need to, I think this is like God winking at me that I need to release a rock album like Linda Ronstadt style, Linda Ronstadt next year. And I think that, I mean, we should talk about it. HeadGum's up for, I think, at least four Quill Podcasting Awards.
Mm-hmm.
For Dead Eyes, for best series.
Maybe
best
like
comedy series?
Culture, society and culture.
Yeah.
Gumball, best tech.
We're actually up for five because we're up for two Gumball ones.
Okay. So I mean, we have a lot of things in the mix. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering if we pull a Dolly, if we withdraw our name from the nomination, suddenly we're getting a ton of press. Because we're like, how punk rock is that if we're like, we don't need the award and we don't even know if we deserve it because this stuff was good. But see what we drop next year.
The difference is that I think we submitted ourselves for all of these awards.
So it's kind of like, hey, do this work and then actually never mind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We take it back. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is.
And like, spoiler alert, all awards you got to submit for pretty much. So I don't know if that shakes up your.
This new information to me. You're getting my live react right now, and I think it's pretty interesting.
So it's not.
I don't know, you guys. I don't know what this show's going to end up being in a couple
of
weeks.
You know what I miss? I miss the word of the week.
Yeah, I just can't keep spending that much money, and I think it might have to be taxed.
It doesn't. We established it doesn't. Also, you don't have to pay people. You would just say they found the word of the week.
Actually, if you pay them over $600, you would have to send them a 1099. They would get taxed. You actually can write that off as a loss.
Well, then you know what? I'm going to send you guys something for $70,000. Well, imagine writing off more than you make.
Yeah, that's great.
I wouldn't do that.
Then I get like tens of thousands of dollars.
Right. Yeah.
You guys
know
I got the Wordle today in two.
Yeah.
Speaking of word of the week,
Jake, and quit the Slack.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you for that.
I'm done. I'm out. Isn't that pretty cool?
Because you got it in two, you're done?
I'd always said that if I failed and I couldn't get it in six, or if I got it in two, I would quit. And I've actually done both now. So I need to get out the game. It's gotten to the point where Wordle is not fun for me. I wake stressful. Up with a small sense of dread.
Yeah.
I still think it's fun. Like, it doesn't have quite the same like thing anymore, but I'm gonna keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like others, I've stopped playing like the other versions for the most
part. You're not
part.
Doing
Wordle pissed me off so much.
I haven't done those in a while. I did the Semantle yesterday at a bar with my friends.
That's when you guess the meaning, right?
Yeah.
Semantle. Yeah.
Me and my two friends were sitting at a bar all doing Semantle.
That sounds like an American Girl doll name. That's when you put Samantha on your mantle.
Yeah.
Well, we do have to take a quick break. We're hitting the 20-minute mark here. Thanks to sponsors. We're getting some good ones. We got Faerty.
Oh, shit. I've been, Faerty.
I mean, Jake said it best. I've loved Faerty's clothes for the better part of a decade.
Yeah.
Did you get clothes?
Awesome. I haven't used my voucher yet, but you know I'm going to go for a reversible long sleeve.
Nice.
Go to the commercial, man.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
We lost a team member because at the end of the day, this is a team and it should feel that way. And I know it doesn't always, but you know what? We're going to really get into it. Speaking of teams, it's time to play. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would have been a really great segue.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, you've actually missed nothing. Welcome back.
Nice. Jeff, I think you should Vogue.
Up, come up, beside it.
Welcome to Gunther or Nah.
Yay.
Yeah, this was Marika's idea. So Haas's F1 team principal, Gunther Steiner, has quickly, in the last 4 years, so maybe not that quick, become sort of a superstar. Have we figured out if he's French? Because I can't place his accent.
That is German.
Pretty sure he's German.
Oh, danke schön. So this is Gunther or Nah. I'm going to play a sound clip. You're going to tell me whether it's Gunther Steiner or someone else.
Sorry, he's Italian.
What?
He does not sound Italian at all.
He was born in Italy.
Like north of Italy?
Where was he?
He's Italian-American.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It feels like he's just American and he's doing what he thinks is an Italian accent.
he sounds like he's from Minnesota, but he's doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. That's what he sounds like.
Oh, wait, hold on. He's a native of South Tyrol, which is maybe on the border of Italy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like Italy and Switzerland, though. Like, yeah. I think he might have been like speak Swiss there.
Yeah.
Okay. He speaks German and Italian along with English.
What town is he from?
South Tyrol.
South Tyrol. Do you think because he's from South Tyrol that his mouth is virile?
No.
It's like he's good at giving head. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Gunther or Nah. This is for actual cash. $10 for every right answer, $10 out to be for every wrong answer. Here we go.
I'm Sheridan Alford, and this is Birding 101.
Nah.
What? Correct. $10 to Micah. Good work.
I was so worried because I've never heard him speak, and I thought
we gave you enough context to know.
All right, here we go.
Romain is not here. Maybe he didn't want to come because he had no points. Maybe.
Yeah.
Correct. $10 to Marika. Neck and neck. Here we go.
Practice seeing people as trees.
Nah.
I hit the wrong button. That's correct. $10 to Jake. Jake is, you're all tied at 10. Here we go.
What's the party? I wasn't invited.
Nah.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You
it's
were
Dakota
invited.
Johnson.
Correct. Ellen. Micah. Michael pulls ahead with $20. Here we go.
I feel like I should get some points for it.
Welcome to the televising of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Dan Donovan.
Oh, correct. Neck and neck, $20. Marika and Micah, here we go.
Hi. My name is Gunther Steiner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
And like when I tweeted, I hope we play Gunther or Nah, I really thought it was going to be like reading quotes, that sort of game. Mm-hmm. But
sometimes Jeff tries to like outsmart us, but this is one that's just so dumb.
I mean, it's a 10-minute chunk that I had outlined. I also wanted to give us time to talk about F1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Where's the time? Yeah, no,
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
It's a sermon, no.
Correct. Marika and the
I'm going to give my $10 to Jake, actually, for that one.
Weird. Now it's all neck and neck 2020. By the way, if there's not a clear winner, nobody gets any money. So here we go.
Now
competition.
That we are gathered together.
It's the same sermon.
Near and far around the world.
You're clipping out the same fucking guy. You found three different audio files. It was Ellen, the sermon,
and an interview with Gunther.
Those are actually three different sermons. There's a Protestant one, no a way. Catholic one, and a Jewish one.
This is fucking shit.
Gunther.
Correct. Marika in the head with $30.
What was that?
Gunther.
Yes.
What was that?
Is that when someone slammed the door super hard?
Yeah.
Go ahead, would you repeat that again?
No.
Correct. 30-30-30, I think. Last one.
No.
You fucking look like Rockstar.
Gunther.
So now we are a fucking bunch of wanko.
Yeah, Gunther.
Correct. Alright. Name?
My name?
God.
So okay, yeah, we've talked about it a little bit, but Signs is good. I'm not a huge fan of the fact that he is living in his father's shadow.
That's what makes him more sympathetic to watch.
Why is that not a good thing?
Yeah.
He's not gonna answer.
Well, I'm paying you money, so.
Thing you don't have to do.
I don't know if it's a bad thing necessarily, but it's like, you know, he had like a coach for free his entire life. So how's that more impressive than Daniel?
I think just about all of these kids grew up rich and had like private coaches, yeah. with the exception of Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
That makes me like Lewis Hamilton more.
And Esteban Ocon.
Oh, I don't know that. Cool.
Let me ask you guys this. How did you settle on, again, with as little spoilers as possible, how did you settle on Team Ferrari? Was it Sainz?
The two drivers currently are very hot.
They're all hot. Daniel Ricciardo's hot.
I mean, no one is as hot as Leclerc. He's like the hottest
in F1.
He's the
ultimate himbo.
Yeah,
Leclerc is my himbo son.
I think
Carlos is hot.
I think he's good looking, but like Carlos is just really, really sweet. I always thought he was just like a real sweetheart. And I really feel like whatever teammate he's with, he like creates a bond that nobody else can. Like the fact that he did that with Lando and then is also doing it with Leclerc.
Yeah,
is really sweet.
It's nice. I listen to this like occasionally listen to an F1 podcast that I would describe as like the twinnovation of F1 podcasts.
Amazing.
Like it kind of pisses me off, and they hate Carlos Sainz, and they're like,
why?
He's a little sneak. He's like a little snake. He's gonna steal Charles' thunder. And it makes me so mad, I have to turn off the podcast.
That's crazy. I can't imagine not liking Sainz. He's like,
I know.
He has like bad luck. He's never won a race.
He's like so consistently good. He was like the only person that scored points consistently last year for like eight races or something.
Yeah. He's like, he's quiet. He's quiet and he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, their house was crazy though. Season one, you see like the shot of this like pool, and I'm like, whose pool is that? And then a huge mansion. And then they have that kitchen where you have like 18 of everything in the pantry. Mm-hmm. And they're like sitting down for breakfast, but with like the nicest breakfast smoothies I've ever seen.
Carlos, he's a good follow on Instagram.
Yeah,
when they're in like the off season and he just like goes home and he's just like living on the ocean, surfing with his dog.
Yeah, his dog's really cute. He's a terrible food photographer, like hilariously bad for like
it's always
all of
after
these.
He's had a couple bites.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. It's like it's so bad. You have to follow it, and you'll see. He's great though.
Yeah,
love Carlos. No spoilers. Lando's great. And I like Lewis Hamilton. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys don't feel bad rooting for like the team that wins it every time, pretty much.
I don't root for Lewis Hamilton. I don't feel bad when he wins.
Because
he's like, the stuff that he does is kind of like insane. Like he wins a lot of races that anyone else will lose. He's just beyond any other driver.
I wanted him to win last year solely because I was like, he would have achieved the goal. Like he would have beat Michael Schumacher's record. Like there's no more after that. Like it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
and it would have been like less dramatic, and now it's more dramatic. And I want him to win to get to that place. Like,
right?
I'd rather someone else win, but I want him to win.
I would like him to win this year after how bad he got fucked at in Abu Dhabi.
He got Latifi'd.
Yeah, he got Latifi'd. Spoiler. That's a spoiler. There's no way Jeff doesn't know that.
I didn't know that.
But also, like, the show is not really about, like, explain, like, things that happened in F1. It's things that are happening behind the scenes. Like, I watched
behind
every single race.
Would be a exactly. good documentary of.
I watched every race last year, and I'm still loving season 4. You know? Okay. Like, it gives you more
what
context.
What are your thoughts on Christian Horner? How do you feel about him?
I haven't come across him yet. I've truly only seen, like,
you
3
must
episodes.
Have.
No.
There's the whole, what about the Daniel Ricciardo, his, like, contract thing? Doesn't that happen early in the season?
Yeah, but the other driver is Max something, I thought.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. Christian Horner is the team principal for Red Bull.
It's like interesting that. Seeing him talk to, like, Ricardo's dad, and he's like trying to, like, butter him up a little bit. But who knows? Mm-hmm. Micah, you know, just because you haven't seen any F1 stuff, it seems like
he watched his first race this weekend.
Oh,
I watched a few races last season too.
Oh,
what did
man.
You think?
It was exciting at the times. It was exciting, and then. In between those times,
it's
it was kind of boring.
Yeah.
But it's the perfect, if it's the perfect phone companion.
Yeah. It's
TV
like the perfect
viewing on
Sunday. Sunday morning.
Yeah, I'm glad
activity.
They're on Sundays. I wouldn't, I'm not going to watch them if they're on Saturdays. I can't, I probably will just check in on qualifiers.
Yeah.
But Micah, how's that cock of yours?
He was into F1. He's willing to talk about that. Your segue didn't work anymore.
I am going to the Canadian Grand Prix. Mm. Which I'm really
when
excited
is that?
About. In June.
Have you guys seen Love is Blind?
Yes, no. Obsessed with it.
I've
loved
met
it.
The person I want to spend the rest of my life with. I've never seen her before.
Welcome to Love is Fines.
Okay.
So the name of the game is Love is Fines. Jake, I know you're married. I understand there's some tension though, because Jill reached out to me, which was weird. Just
it's
to be
marital,
like, hey, can
it's
I
marital it's marital bliss for yeah. me, and it's marital diss for Jill. As
meaning?
In I am dismissed from my bliss. And she has
with a slap on the wrist.
She with a slap on the wrist.
So basically, I can, you know, it's safe to say you guys are all looking for love. And so this is a game where you're going to, you know, go on dates, so to speak, with the love of your life, potentially. But you can't see who they are. And it is okay. Red Fines. So why don't we start with Marika? Marika, let's say you're on a first date. You know, you're in your little pod. What's the first question you might ask?
I'd probably ask him why he spoke out in support of J.K. Rowling.
Mm.
I'm a god. I will live forever.
Yeah.
That's not a good first date.
Yeah, not a good response.
And then, boom, you're in your talking head. What are you saying about Fines? I mean, sorry.
I'd say he's a TERF. For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's swing it over to Micah. Micah, you're on your first blind date, or should we say Fines date, with someone you don't even know. You can't see who they are. You're going to get to know them. What's your first question?
Is it Ralph Fiennes?
What's that?
Is it Ralph Fiennes? Like,
that's
is that who
question.
The date's with?
Yeah,
who is
well,
it?
You know you're not allowed to see them. You can infer maybe based on the voice.
You said it was Ralph Fiennes.
I said love is Fiennes, meaning you're not going to be able to see who you're talking to, and it is Ralph Fiennes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would ask him if he's going to be in the next Bond film, or who the next Bond is.
I require your bond.
Oh.
He doesn't seem like a good listener.
He said I require your bond. Did he not say I require your bond? Or blood?
Which means...
Wand.
Wand. Oh.
That means he's a
I thought it was really apropos. I thought it meant Micah got to choose the next Bond.
Like the idea that they ceded power to choose the next Bond to Ralph Fiennes, an actor who could just play Bond. Actually,
well,
he couldn't because he was M.
He's M.
But then he gives his power to Micah. All right, Jake, you're in your pod. What's your first question?
How many sexual partners have you had?
Some jerk puked down the stairs and I slipped. I should sue.
Clearly avoiding the question. It must be really, yeah. It must be a lot.
Yeah. Changing the subject.
Also, I almost got in 2 bar fights in Crested Butte.
Why?
People are aggressive in that town, man. I didn't start either of them, but I definitely matched the aggression because and I'm not an aggressive person, so that was surprising to me. The first time we were in this bar, it was St. Patrick's Day. So also, I mean, I was really just
it's a big fighting day,
Irish tradition, but there was this guy. He was like in his 50s. He was like really drunk and yelling. And then the bartender took like popcorn. It was like shut the fuck up and like threw popcorn at him. And then later. We thought that this pool table was open that he had been playing on all night. So like, my friend Kevin like lined up the white ball, and he was like, "Hey, like this is my table." And they were like, "Oh, sorry, like didn't think you were still playing." And he's like, "Yeah. Well, this is my house, so you don't want to fuck with the table." I was like, "All right, sorry." And then he went back and didn't play again. And then Kevin was like, what are the odds you like grab a ball and run to the bathroom? And I was like, I don't need to do odds. I'm just going to do it. So I grabbed like one of the balls and like pretended to run to the bathroom, but didn't even. And then came back and put it right there. And then he like got in my face and was like you shouldn't look for trouble here. Like this isn't the place to look for trouble. And he's like, where are you from? And I was like L.A. And he's like, yeah, well, I live down the street. And I was like, all right. And he's like, so you don't want to like, and I was like, there's not going to be any trouble. And like, I was like also in his face, which I was like, shouldn't have done probably. And then he was like, yeah, like again, this is my house. And I was like, this is your house. Is that why the bartender was throwing popcorn at you earlier and telling you to shut the fuck up? And then he like kind of stumbled and he's like, what? Shake my hand. And I was like, no. And then he's like, and then he just like kind of like shook his head and like walked away. And then he like we like stayed where we were standing next to the pool table, and then we started doing bits about something else. We completely moved on, and then he thought we were laughing at him, and then he like came up to like trying to start something with us again, and I was just like, let's just move over there. And then the second time, I was in line to go to the bathroom at a different bar, and there were three people in front of me, and everybody was going in, and just it was like a one stall bathroom. Nobody was closing the door. It seemed fine. Everybody was drunk. It was late in the night. I didn't think twice about it. So when I went in, just following everybody else's lead, I peed with the door open. And then, like, this guy bursts into the bathroom, and he's like, what are you doing? Like, peeing with the door open? And I was like, dude, get out of here. And it was, like, it was truly space for one person. So he was, like, inches away from me as I'm actively peeing. And then, like, when I finally, like, walk out, he was like, what the fuck was that? And he was like, or he said that to me. And I was like, what the fuck was that? What was the fuck was that? You don't walk into the bathroom when someone's peeing. And then I was like, everybody else was peeing with the door open. It wasn't a fucking issue. Do you even work here? And he was like, yeah, I'm the bouncer. And I'm like, oh. I'm so sorry then. And he's like, oh, now you're sorry. I'm like, yeah. Because otherwise you're some guy who like assaulted me, basically. If you're the bouncer, then of course I shouldn't do it. Like, yes, I'll listen to you. And then.
Yeah, you make the rules.
Yeah. And then I apologized to him on our way out, and it was all fine. But closest I've come to being in a fight in a long time.
And one of them was with a 50-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't going to fight me. That's why I was like, I wanted to razz him a little bit. Anyway.
You were peeing with the door wide open?
Everybody was doing it. I thought it was a Colorado thing.
Was it a stall door? So there was like... a door to the bathroom, and then the stall door was open.
Marika, I feel like you're not putting your eggs in the basket that is Fines, and you're never going to find love if not.
Well, it's fine.
Second date. That's
fine.
Second date, so know that you can ask maybe some more personal questions. Here we go.
Oh, just, I mean, again, I'd probably follow up on my previous question. I don't think I'd be on the date with him anymore because he didn't answer.
But
he
for the sake of argument.
He didn't give a good enough response. For the sake of argument, just ask another question.
Yeah.
I'd probably ask him why he likes doing the Kingsman movies, because I don't like them.
That's good.
It's, I parachuted out of a plane. My parachute's caught on a tree, and I'm dangling above, you see, this big precipice, and this is my escape, trying to get out.
Oh.
Using knives that I have on me, but I take off a boot, I put a knife in the toe of the boot, which I use to chip into the ice, right. And I climb up. And so it's, a lot of it is digital enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so not really answering. Could have been an answer. It could potentially be a, like,
he likes
doing
the stunts.
This, but
yeah.
I don't know if that was in those movies.
Also, it was incoherent rambling. That's not even what happens in The Kingsman. Like, second date?
What do you do for fun?
I think Ginny's honesty and integrity are of huge value to me.
He said Gin is honesty and integrity.
I thought he said Ginny.
No.
I thought he said Gene.
Jake?
Describe your penis to me in detail.
Too greedy. But I also, nice. I'm already seeing so many things that I just like want to totally grab all.
Who is that?
That was Paul Dano.
Why?
You can't just have one participant on Love is Blind or Love is Fine.
I want to go on a date with Paul Dano.
All right, Marika, bring us home. One last thing.
For Fines.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
I Love You.
Too fast and I love a little you, concerning, to be honest, because I really nagged him, so. Can't believe Jake got the Dano quote.
That was Love
I'm
is Fine.
Dano Mano.
That really didn't go well.
I thought it went fine. I keep deciding to do that at the very last second. Like when the word is out of my mouth.
You can make it plural really quickly.
All right, plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is yours. Let's start with Micah.
Oh, God. I don't have anything.
What about our wallets, bro?
Oh, cop. Yeah, buy our wallets. We made wallets.
Are you guys still selling hats?
We are.
Yeah.
We sure are. Actually, I need one because I gave one to some random guy.
Random guy?
Kind of. I'll talk about it. We'll chat offline. We'll chat offline. I gave it to Dano on a date.
Paul?
Nice.
Who?
Never mind.
Yeah, follow Brothers Halcyon on Instagram and buy a wallet.
Yeah.
Or a hat.
Jake?
Follow my new surfing Instagram.
Awful.
Jake,
no
Jake
way.
Surfs the rip.
Jake surfs the rip. That's horrible. You guys should do Jake and Amir surfing with Insecure Jake.
Oh God, that'd be so funny.
Marika.
I
didn't mean to cut you off, Jake. Did you have more?
No. I just want everyone to know I don't really have a surfing Instagram. For the few people that didn't know, I was kidding.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Marika Elon. Also, XOXO Gossip Kings, really funny Gossip Girl rewatch podcast with Carl Tart and Lamar Woods, now has a YouTube, so you can watch video episodes. It's really fun. So subscribe to that. Subscribe to the FRU YouTube. Subscribe to the Keeping Records YouTube. And listen to Newcomers, which is on its fifth season. Nicole Byer and Lauren Lapkus are watching the MCU abridged, and great for me, kind of. Sometimes I hear about the movies that they don't like and get a deep sadness within me, but it's fine and it's fun. And you should listen because it's really funny.
I had a pitch for Newcomers season, what would it be, 5 or 6?
Six.
WWE.
They would hate that.
The storylines are, I don't watch it, but George's friend watches it. And sometimes George will be like, hey, this is a storyline happening in the WWE and it's fucking crazy. Wow. They could just watch it like for 8 weeks leading up to WrestleMania.
Cool. Do you want a yes in the room? Thank you. It's under consideration.
Fine.
It's got to go through multiple rounds of approval.
You can follow me on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. Also, if you're a urologist in the Los Angeles basin, please give me a call.
No.
I'm having some
pulsating
pain. Right.
Picked it up in that bathroom in Colorado.
The door was open. I was, basically trying to get a venereal disease and succeeded.
How's that for virality?
Oh, that's really good. We'll end on that. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. That's Dawes, folks. Thank you.
was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.